The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right now. So, I had to wake my ass up because I've been so distracted lately, and I got so many ideas and things going on in my life and my head that I had to put them together, like sit down for a few seconds just to get my life together. And so I say that to say the name of today's episode is That Party Cake. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all know what party cake is. So I just celebrated my baby sister and my son's birthday. My son's birthday, it was just a couple days ago, and my baby is 20. I'm so excited. I'm so excited, you know, because now he's out of the teen numbers, but, you know, he's still my baby. But, you know, I got officially grown kids. Like I'm not going to know how to act next year when my baby turns 21. I'm just so excited. So, I am. But that party cake. So, my sister, she has to have this fucking cake every year. And she goes and get it specially made. And she, you know, specially made cakes that these people charge all of this money, and I'm just thinking, I make your damn good cake and it'll taste good. Or, you know, back in the day, we used to go to Sam's or somewhere and just get a sheet cake if you had that many people coming through, a half a sheet, and everybody could eat it and, you know, whatever. And what I liked about getting the sheet cake was you could get more than one flavor. I do not like white cake. Which is crazy. You know, you would think I should love white cake, especially with everything and the details that go into it. Well, especially a white wedding cake. Like, what they got to go through to make that shit, to make it pristine white. You would think I would love white cake just because I like when motherfuckers got to work hard at something. I really do. I really do. I like when they work hard to get this ass. Like, they put some real effort into what they say, you know, when they put some real effort into their lies, you know. And I like when, you know, they idolizing the party cake. Of course. Absolutely shit. So my sister was kind of ticked off because the cake didn't quite, you know, the whole scenario. This is what I asked for and this is what I got. It wasn't that bad. I thought the cake looked good because I didn't know what she asked for. I thought what she got was good. And I was just like, well, nigga, why you didn't get, you know, you going to get a multi-layered cake for your birthday. Why you didn't get multi-flavored? What flavor is that? I was a little ticked off, but, you know, it wasn't my fucking birthday. And I don't order cake for my birthday. I'm not going to ever do it. If a cake come through for my birthday, somebody else ordered it, and I appreciate you. Because at the most, I'm going to do is some cupcakes because I'm going to have some chocolate. Because I don't like white cake. White cake just don't, it just look dry. It don't even look like you got no flavor to it. You might could throw some kind of cream in there or some lemon. You know what? You might even could do strawberry. That sounds pretty good. Maybe I'll do a strawberry and a chocolate cake for my birthday. That sounds so good. But anyway, party cake. Party cake is covered up in fondant and decorations to fit the persons. You know, the cake now has this whole narrative of personality. You know, that person's personality and all that other shit. Especially if you one of these niggas that got to have a cake every damn birthday. Or, you know, for every event, you ordering this high-end ass cake. So I was just sitting there. Everybody was going through cake. Not only did this heifer, I love my little sister, by the way. I do. She's evolving. And it's such a beautiful move because I know some people who are so stagnant right now in life and they're not going to receive all of this amazing shit that's coming to them. And let me tell you something. If you didn't take advantage of 8-8, and I don't know if it's too late. It may be because I looked outside and the moon is waxing. So you might have missed it. But the Lions Gate portal was open most of last week. And up until 8-8, it was just a beautiful thing. 8-8-8-9. But that 8-8, oh my God. So if you didn't take advantage of that and really just kind of put it out there, what you want in life, and start doing your manifestations, affirmations, and meditations. Because, I mean, okay, you might think that stuff is no big deal, but man, when I tell you, it's been coming through. Oh, my God. And so the Lionsgate portal was this opportunity to ask the universe for anything you want and get it expeditiously. Oh, and when I say expeditiously, like, I'm like, you say it and there it is, boom. It's just so crazy. Like, money coming through, anything you want coming through. I'm telling you, I went home from my sister and my son's little birthday thing. I went home and I must have put some stuff about that. Like, Lord, you know, I just want to manifest opportunities. And let me tell you, opportunities start popping up in my life every single day. Like, oh my God, where have you been? Oh my God, thank you so much. And it's just like crazy. So maybe I should have told y'all about it ahead of time. I'm gonna make the next move for y'all. I really am. I'm gonna help y'all out. But back to the party cake, okay? You know, I get sidetracked. So, anyway, she didn't like her cake, and her simple ass got to have cake and cupcakes. These cupcakes had a shot of Hennessy in them. So, oh, wait a minute, was it Hennessy or Crown? I don't know the difference because I'm not a brown liquor drinker. So, how about that? Whatever it was, I do know this. I was just shooting it in my mouth, and I knew it was strong, and I knew it was straight liquor. Oh, and I was like, oh, shit. It was even strong when you put it in the cake. But like I said, I was squirting it straight in my mouth. At that point, I wasn't driving, so it was good. And you know what liquor do to people? It make you do a little bit more with your party cake. So, of course, you know, I was shaking my party cake. I was shaking that party cake. And I call it party cake because I was going to put it in somebody's face. It looked like a cake. You know, they be calling your ass a cake. And so you got all that cake. You know, you might have a cupcake. You may have a fucking Twinkie, but you got some cake back there. Even if your cake is flat, you know, it's in the oven. You know, her grandma used to say, y'all make my cake go flat. I'm going to bust y'all ass for jumping around. Okay, so you got a flat cake. That's okay. You may have a dump cake. You may have a big-ass party cake with layers on it. You may even have a whole sheet cake back there. I don't know. I don't know about your cake. All I know is you better call that shit party cake and get somebody to eat it. And then you want one of these fools that eat cake like they eat watermelon. I mean, just put your face in it. I've seen a little skit. This man was eating a party cake on this chick. So tough. All I could think of was a peach. Have you ever ate a real juicy ass peach and you just put your face in it and like the juice be dripping down your head and your face? Oh my God. That is how this man was eating her ass and her coochie. And I was like, oh my God, I want somebody to eat me like a peach. And that's how he got to eat your party cake. And I mean, he was eating it from the back just like that. He was, you know what? She was real skinny and didn't have no button. And you know what? It's going to work. However, he got to get to it so that he could put his whole face in it. And if he, I sure wish I could show y'all this little skit. I really do, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that's X-rated. Can't do that on the radio. But let me tell you, it was so intense. That image is in my head. I forwarded it to a couple people. I forwarded it to my sister. I said, look at this. I forwarded it to my homegirl. I said, look at this. This is how you want a man to eat the peach. And I forwarded it to another person. And it was like, oh, is that what you're doing right now? Is that what you got somebody doing? See, and so here we go. I was just actually trying to show you a suggestion of, you know, what I like. But you didn't jump all down the wrong fence. And, retreat. Put that shit back up. Anywho, I got to get my mind right. But anyway, seriously, the party cake. Like, I went back through some of my old videos where I used to clown and do little stupid shit and then record myself doing it. I got a video of me just shaking the shit out of my party cake, at least trying to. I wasn't that good at it. I think as you practice twerking, you get better at it. Especially when you sit there and literally watch people twerk that have no party cake at all. You don't have to have no party cake to shake. You don't have to have no party cake. Well, you have a party cake. You don't have to have no big party cake. How about that? I mean, because I've seen some girls who was completely flat twerking and they had it down. Like, I was like, how do you do your thighs like that? You know, because I'm just trying to figure out how to shake my booty like that. But anywho, that party cake, though, I think now I'm going to do something with my cake this time around. I'm a Scorpio, so, you know, we kind of low-key. We just do all our dirt privately and quietly and sneakily. But I'm about to come out of that. I really am. And I'm going to throw my dirt in your face. Hey, they got some cookies and shit that look like dirt. But, no, I don't know about that. I just want my party cake played with, licked on. Even though it's party cake, I still got that peach image in my head. Oh, my God. You know what? Y'all go on there and look at, I don't know how to tell you how to find that, to be honest with you. I really don't. I really don't know how you find it. But I just know it was amazing. Oh, my God. I think I'm having a moment. Give me a moment of silence. Oh, my God. He got his whole face in her party cake. Like, fellas, let me just say this. That's grown man level stuff. If you really claim to be that on that level, because I don't think it's freaky. I don't think it's nasty. I just think it's just, I aim to win, I aim to please type mentality. If you don't put that party cake all the way in your face and get it on your beard, your mustache, the size of your cheek, all over your nose, And you might even get it in your eyebrows. And put it like this. Everything got to get washed when you're done. Because you just reeking with pussy. That's how you eat a party cake. That's how you eat a peach. Like, when you finish eating that peach, you got to wash your hands. You probably got to wash your chin, your face. Because that juice is everywhere. Like, damn, it was dripping there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's what I want. I want to be back there saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I had to switch up my episodes today because I was on some depressing shit early. I was talking about The Chosen and I Can't dude. You know, the one that be sitting over there. I can. I'm going to do this. I'm a dad. I'm a dad. But he can't because he really married and he really can't leave and he really can't do half the shit. You know, I'm going to be your man, but he can't because he's too busy being somebody's hoe. You know, he's just a can't nigga. Just I can't all the way around the boat. And I was really just came up with this whole episode on that. And I got like 15 minutes in and I was like, nah, I really want to talk about something upbeat and sexual because that's my whole energy right now. Because I'm about to shut my eyes and actually before I shut my eyes, I'm going to go stand in this mirror and shake my party cake. And I hope y'all doing the same. We gonna have some more party cake. It's still the summer or hot girl summer. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, let me get my thoughts together. But anyway, yeah, we gonna continue to shake that cake and do all that stuff. And let's party cake on. Let's party cake on. Eat that. Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake, whatever your name is, sir. And that is what Tanisha said. All right, now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.